Tercer documento. Lo escuchará dos veces. Dispone de 2 minutos para leer el cuestionario.
Alec Weck is one of the world's leading supermodels, one of a handful of women who command enormous fees for appearing on the catwalk or the front cover of the fashion magazines. But her childhood could not have been more different. She came to Britain from the Sudan as a child refugee when she was 14. She and her family had been forced to leave their hometown of Wau when the civil war engulfed the country, and they came close to starvation as they tried to escape the fighting. At one point in her early years in London, she worked at the BBC, cleaning the toilets. Her autobiography is called Alec. She explained what it was like for a conflict suddenly to change your way of life.
When the war got very serious, I mean, it's when I realised as a child that it was not going to be the same living environment anymore. I mean, when you start to hear bombs and gunshots going off and neighbours disappearing.
And eventually you did arrive in the family village and you found it very hard. You say people like to romanticise life in Africa. There are many wonderful things, but for women, the villages can be really rough places. It's true all over Africa. What did you mean by that?
When I say that I come from a small town in Wau, it's a completely different story than living in a village. I mean, living a village life, it's very hard. Everything is basic. You know, you have to take the grain and pound it into flour before you could even consider to cook it. And then also the culture difference. I mean, we had to be told what to do regardless. In the village, I felt that women didn't really have much of a voice.
You were literally discovered by a talent scout in Crystal Palace.
Right.
But you didn't follow up. They said, you know, we think you could be a model. They gave you a phone number to ring. You weren't keen to follow it up. They had to pursue you.
Right.
How much of an advantage has it been that you were never really that bothered at the beginning?
Well, my mother did not want me to, and she made it a point every time. She was like, do not think about those kind of things, just go to school. And I trusted her because she never would give me an advice to hurt me. So I really took that very serious, and I didn't want to throw away, you know, my future, especially when you've worked so hard towards it and you've gotten a chance to go to school. So many young people are like, I want to be a model. I want to be a supermodel. And it's like, that is not so glamorous like you think. It's work. And even if you're lucky enough to even work,
There was one point at which you were told.
Dispone de un minuto para releer el cuestionario antes de volver a escuchar el documento.
Alec Weck is one of the world's leading supermodels, one of a handful of women who command enormous fees for appearing on the catwalk or the front cover of the fashion magazines. But her childhood could not have been more different. She came to Britain from the Sudan as a child refugee when she was 14. She and her family had been forced to leave their hometown of Wau when the civil war engulfed the country, and they came close to starvation as they tried to escape the fighting. At one point in her early years in London, she worked at the BBC, cleaning the toilets. Her autobiography is called Alec. She explained what it was like for a conflict suddenly to change your way of life.
When the war got very serious, I mean, it's when I realized as a child that it was not going to be the same living environment anymore. I mean, when you start to hear bombs and gunshots going off and neighbors disappearing.
And eventually you did arrive in the family village and you found it very hard. You say people like to romanticize life in Africa. There are many wonderful things, but for women, the villages can be really rough places. It's true all over Africa. What did you mean by that?
When I say that I come from a small town in Wau, it's a completely different story than living in a village. I mean, living a village life, it's very hard. Everything is basic. You know, you have to take the grain and pound it into flour before you could even consider to cook it. And then also the culture difference. I mean, we had to be told what to do regardless. In the village, I felt that women didn't really have much of a voice.
You were literally discovered by a talent scout in Crystal Palace.
Right.
But you didn't follow up. They said, you know, we think you could be a model. They gave you a phone number to ring. You weren't keen to follow it up. They had to pursue you.
Right.
How much of an advantage has it been that you were never really that bothered at the beginning?
Well, my mother did not want me to, and she made it a point every time. She was like, do not think about those kind of things, just go to school. And I trusted her because she never would give me an advice to hurt me. So I really took that very serious, and I didn't want to throw away, you know, my future, especially when you've worked so hard towards it and you've gotten a chance to go to school. So many young people are like, I want to be a model. I want to be a supermodel. And it's like, that is not so glamorous like you think. It's work. And even if you're lucky enough to even work.
There was one point at which you were told.
Dispone de un minuto para leer el cuestionario. Ha terminado la grabación.